Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Hello there, and thank you for joining me for the podcast today. I'm going to entertain a topic with you that I've been thinking a lot about for weeks and weeks, and this is the topic of saying goodbye when no one is leaving. Now, this is the idea of letting go of expectations or anticipation or something that we think is going to happen or we expected to happen or we really, really wanted that is definitely not going to happen. So the reason I'm sharing this idea with you today is that a lot of things have changed in the period of COVID-19. A lot of negativity has spiraled emotionally around this issue. Many people have died or become ill, lost jobs, lost opportunities. Many events are canceled. Really, the things that we came to rely on as a people and as a world that we took for granted have changed completely in the last few months, the last, 4, 5 months, maybe. So the idea of saying goodbye when no one is leaving, even in the face of someone maybe leaving. I'm just thinking of saying goodbye to the ideas, the concepts. Now, here's one area that is not related to COVID-19 that you might consider. Children growing up. Now, if you have been a parent, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You have this anticipation when the child is expected to be born in the future. So the anticipation is something like, oh, wow, this child will have his mother's eyes, his father's smile, or maybe certain kind of hair or complexion, or might get tall, might be an athlete, might be a musician. There are all kinds of speculative, exciting, anticipatory things that go on, and lots of people generate these comments, maybe our family, our friends, ourselves. If you're expecting or have expected a child ever, then you know exactly how that anticipation seems filled with joy much of the time and absolute possibility. So we have this vision that there is a new being who will come into existence, who will join the family or be born onto the earth that has all of this unlimited potential, unlimited capacity. With that unlimited potential, many of us begin to expect certain outcomes of this child, regardless of who or what the child would like to become or achieve or anything like that. Many people have these expectations tied to the gender of the child, the capacity of the family members, the culture from which the child comes from, talents of the parents or siblings, and so forth. Many of the things we come to expect from that little sweet newborn baby, over time, will not be fulfilled. The child will have his or her own gifts or talents. The child will discover through life experiences what he or she would like to achieve. The child will have limiting beliefs or empowering beliefs. Various beliefs that child will embrace will propel the child to grow in a certain way. And for whatever reason, many of the things people around that child have come to expect of that child or believed that child would fulfill must be let go in order for that child to truly develop as he or she will in a healthy manner. I have actually known a lot of people who are able to raise their children without a lot of expectations. They give the child a lot of love, a lot of opportunities, a lot of support, and they work with that child to explore and decide what he or she would like to do. That is amazing. It's almost impossible to not have expectations of your child. This is a tough thing. So I introduced the idea with this kind of a metaphor, thinking about a child growing up. And I want to liken that to the era in which we are living right now in the year 2020. So this year, I had a lot of expectations myself. In January or December, late December, I set some goals for the coming year. I reflected on the year 2019. I thought, well, that was a very good year. I enjoyed certain types of activities, certain family engagements, relationships, things at work, professional considerations, all kinds of things and even some personal growth areas. So I have been a weight loss focused person, managing my health and weight differently than I ever had before. And so in 2019, I achieved certain milestones. And in 2020, I wanted to continue that. These include relationships, personal growth and development in my coaching life, in my professional realm as a professor and a manager at an online institution, and also in my home. There are home improvement projects and many things like that. In my professional area, I actually had several engagements lined up I was very excited about that might have involved travel and preparing different kinds of presentations and so forth. And so as I'm mentioning some of the things I had thought I was going to do in 2020, I would like to encourage you to think about how you entered the year 2020 as well. What kinds of things were you looking forward to that you held for granted? What expectations did you have for this newborn baby of the year 2020 and all he or she was going to develop into the year itself? How was this year going to play out for you prior to the pandemic? What kinds of expectations did you have? What thoughts did you have about opportunities or exciting things coming your way or relationships or things maybe you just wanted to try to do? Whatever those expectations were at the beginning of the year, no one could have told any of us how this would have all played out. And certainly, it's not over yet. The question is, how does someone say goodbye when no one's really leaving? Saying goodbye to expectations that are unfulfilled is perhaps the most unsavory thing that we experience. Recognizing the loss of unmet expectations and the need to adapt to the current situation or the resources that we face is very difficult as well. So many times we recognize, like, we're not feeling happy. We're feeling grief. We're feeling loss. We're sleeping more than usual. We feel less energetic than we would like. We feel a lot of change, a lot of difficulty, but we don't really know why. Now, if we slow down and stop to think, what is it that I'm really missing out on that I need to grieve, that I need to say goodbye to? That could give some kind of awareness to why am I truly feeling this way and what is it I'm actually feeling? If you have felt any anxiety or tension, any loss, any disappointment, depression, and significant anxiety this year in particular, you're not alone. We are all feeling that. And perhaps there are many more things to say goodbye to than we realized. I was speaking to a colleague of mine about the school year ending. Back at the end of May, beginning of June, many institutions determined that they would have graduation ceremonies virtually so that graduating students would have some kind of closure to their school year. Imagine the experience you might be having if you were a high school senior graduating from public education after 13 years of formal schooling. Certainly, the last few months would be very different from what your expectations might have been. No prom, no senior party, no formal graduation. Some schools just delayed those events, thinking they might approach them at the end of the summer. Other schools just let them go and just had their closure and maybe even had something virtually. I did see something on the news that was quite inspiring, and that was a graduation on a football field for one high school where all of the families drove into the stadium in their cars, everybody social distanced, and they still had sort of this graduation ceremony, even though it was totally unconventional, not exactly what anyone expected, but definitely a ceremony so everyone could have that completion. So think about things that my colleague that I mentioned was saying goodbye to. This colleague was saying goodbye to students from the entire school year. The colleague was saying goodbye to other faculty members, saying goodbye to their workplace for the summer. And if a person is, say, retiring from a long career in their field, in my case, it's education, right? I'm in the education field. So if a person is retiring after, let's say, 20 or 30 years as a teacher, that is a very quiet goodbye. a very silent goodbye, perhaps. In such a situation, how does one say goodbye to the achievements of the students that they like to celebrate? How does one say goodbye to the career that has winded down or wound down? How does one say goodbye to their routine, their livelihood, all that they have achieved over that time, and really make a good transition to the next phase of things? Well, I have some thoughts about this, but I'd love to hear your thoughts. One thing I'd like to ask you is, when we must celebrate silently, so to speak, you know, metaphorically silently, meaning that we're not in a large group, we're not getting together physically, we're not in an auditorium or a football stadium, we're not having what we might consider traditional goodbyes. If we must celebrate in a different manner, what is it about that goodbye that helps a person truly feel the sense of completion, the sense of accomplishment, and true closure? What would do it for you? What kind of thoughts, reflections, considerations, connections to other people, and significant memories do you want to make as you're closing things out? One colleague I know created a slideshow of achievements and accomplishments at their retirement to share with family and friends. Now, it might feel a little awkward to create your own and throw your own party like that, but actually, in this case, it seemed to that individual very empowering, motivating, and thought-provoking. Leading that was really a strength for them. What is another way? What is another way to say goodbye to things that we expected but will not happen, maybe ever? Could it be as simple as journaling about it? Is that enough? Does it truly give the closure needed? Is there both grief and gratitude in the celebration? Consider today three ways to say goodbye when no one's leaving or when expectations are simply unmet and things have changed permanently. The first one I would suggest is some small way to memorialize, reflect on, and really process the experience, the achievements, the ideas going on, and all that that has been for you. Number two, to look at what is being lost, to actually acknowledge feelings of grief and disappointment and give yourself the space to feel those things, to truly understand what you're experiencing, what others are experiencing, and really let the feelings happen. Denying or stuffing feelings doesn't help you, and it actually creates sort of a numbness that takes a long time to work through. Acknowledging the feelings is a very healthy thing. And thirdly, in the idea of rebirth, renewal, and new opportunities, acknowledge what new opportunities will come once the situation has passed and you're able to move to the next phase of life, the next phase of career, the next phase of parenting, the next phase of whatever that opportunity or loss has been. Now, in some cases, we've had the opportunity during the pandemic to really consider, what do we want to let go of? What parts of us or parts of our lives have we realized really are not serving us? And in some cases, I've watched individuals make massive transitions, changing to like moving to a new home, changing jobs, all those kinds of things. One of my colleagues advised that it is a poor idea to make major life decisions when you're suffering from a trauma. So when you're considering major changes right now, making the plans is a fantastic idea. Acting quickly or impulsively on those plans might not be. It's worth deliberate thought, consideration over time, and thinking about the pros and cons and whether they really line up with what you want in life. So as the clarity comes to you, be sure to ask questions. Try all the options in your mind before really finalizing a major life change right now. I hope that you are finding opportunities in these strange times of saying goodbye to so many things, to so many routines, anticipated events, expectations that may not come to pass, and finding new ways to explore opportunities that now present themselves that we might not have ever thought of. I wish you all the best this week in being the best version of you, and thanks for listening.
This has been a podcast called Mindset for Life by Bethany at drbcoach.com. To find me on the web, you can visit my blog or my website at www.drbcoach.com. That's drbcoach.com.